with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. The dictionary defines the word vestment as a ceremonial garb or garment worn by the clergy. Vestments is the title of a new novel by Massachusetts writer Alfred Alcorn.
When somebody puts on anything from a yarmulke to a Roman collar, you are making a statement about yourself and about your beliefs.
In Vestments, Alcorn's main character, the editorial director for a Boston TV station, puts on clothes that make him look like a priest to his confused, dying, and pathologically Catholic aunt because he's afraid of losing his inheritance.
He likes himself this way. He feels more benign about the world, and the world seems to treat him better.
Alcorn says he, too, dressed like a priest as part of his research, and wearing such garb drove his car to a Boston gas station.
I asked him to fill up the car. This usual sort of slouching teenager was walking over with a dirty rag in his hand, and when he saw the collar, he immediately transformed into this charming, polite young man. Can I do this for your father? Can I do that for your father?
Many of the people Alfred Alcorn ran into while he was masquerading as a priest seemed to be attracted, even reassured by his presence.
When I went into a store to buy lifesavers, there'd be a little exchange in the, you know, how are you doing, father? And almost you get a sense sometimes that people wanted to talk to you.
Impersonating a priest, however, doesn't save Alcorn's chief character, who loses his job, his girl, his self-respect, but does find redemption at the end. Alfred Alcorn describes himself as a lapsed closet Catholic. His novel Vestments was published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The main character in Alfred Alcorn's novel Vestments is the editorial director of a Boston TV station who is so confused by his faith and greedy for an inheritance that he masquerades as a priest. Alfred Alcorn is the former editorial director of Boston radio station WEEI. He says the editorials he wrote for the general manager were often cheap shots.
I was a little bit like the king's scribe. I was sort of kept in an office, and I would come up with these pronouncements, and the king would read them.
Alfred Alcorn says there just wasn't enough to do, and his lunch hours became longer and longer.
At WEEI in Boston, the editorials got quite easy to write, and so easy that one was always looking for something a little tougher to do.
So Alfred Alcorn went back into newspaper journalism, but eventually found fiction his most challenging work. His first novel, Pole of the Earth, was published in 1985. In his new book, Vestments, Alcorn's TV editorial director anti-hero becomes diminished by booze, and in one hilarious scene, throws up in his boss's new Mercedes.
It came down to a kind of ultimate body language, if you will.
Despite the tragic overtones in Alfred Alcorn's novel, Vestments, it's a funny book with a glimmer of hope at the end.
I would like the book to be taken not as a Catholic book even, or a sectarian book, but one with a sort of a larger import of redemption.
Alfred Alcorn works for Harvard's Museum of Comparative Zoology. His novel, Vestments, was published by Houghton Mifflin. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.